Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yeah, the cannon has just gone off and they are starting. They've got Selwyn at the start, followed by Magdalen 2. Both of them have had a good start here, I think. So far, no bumps. But of course, when you're starting 1.5 boat lengths away from each other, you don't expect to bump within the first few strokes. The start is really key, but they are going into a very, very strong headwind at the moment. As I've got Selwyn coming past me, they're looking strong. They're certainly sounding strong. As is the sea of bikes coming towards me. There's about a boat length between them and Magdalen. Magdalen is doing quite well to make up any ground at this point, going very into the wind. Between them and Girton, they're opening a gap. They're up to about 2 boat lengths. Girton are looking a bit slower here. But then the start is a hard thing to do. They have to get going quite well. You can just see the stream of cyclists and boats coming towards me. It's quite intimidating. Okay, I've got Fitzwilliam coming past me now. Quite a big gap between them and Girton, but they look like they could close down. Then I've got Lady Margaret, who are looking really quite slow at the moment. They are being closed down on by Homerton 1. We're down to like less than half a boat length already. If Homerton can push this, it's going to be quite an early bump, I think, against Lady Margaret. Homerton are really cracking along there. Looks like there's going to be a bump. There's an overlap. This is very close to the very early bump that could happen. And the bump has been conceded. Lady Margaret had been bumped by Homerton. Emma's coming past me now. Emma, a good 2 boat lengths ahead of Price, who are following them. All they need to do now is just row over to be safe. My goodness. Price coming through, but Sydney Sussex making up some ground on them. It looks like we've had another bump further down. Bear with. I think Lucy Cavendish had bumped Jesus, I'm not entirely sure. Both teams are sitting right in the middle of the river now, trying to pull over. Really going into a strong headwind. But there's been a lot of action down this end already. Final few boats coming through now. We've got Newnham, about half a boat length ahead of Robinson. And I can't see much further on. Anything else happening around the corners?
Yep, Selwyn and Magdalen, there's about a boat length between them. And then another 2 lap behind that, we have Girton still being hunted down by Fitz, although it looks like Fitz is slow. The gap between them and the boat is still quite a long way. It looks like we have some down near the first post again. As they come towards me, I'll keep you up to date on what's going on.
To back.
Three crews ahead of me. Making some distance. Else report, Beth?
It looks like Robinson have bumped. Oh God, I've lost track. I'm really sorry. I think Robinson have bumped someone. They're looking quite happy. I've just had first and third come past me, followed by Pembroke. So I think Robinson have bumped Newnham. I'm not entirely sure. I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Looks like we've got a close race here, a grassy bank between Emmanuel Christ and Sydney Sussex. All 3 boats within 3 boat lengths, really. I think there's a bump imminent here. Down to you, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm on Ditton Corner, and as you've just said, we have Selwyn, followed by Magdalen W1, followed by Girton W1, followed by Kate W1, and they are all pretty much in the same positions they began with. They all have, I would say, between 1.5 and 2 boat lengths between them. Selwyn, who are indeed first, they're keeping it. They are keeping the lead. Magdalen 2. I think Girton are now pulling away from Fitzwilliam, so it doesn't look like we're going to see a bump anytime soon. Then we have a big, big gap, presumably where Homerton has bumped LNBC. And I can see Emmanuel College coming under increasing pressure from Price W2. A little bit further down on grassy, down where you are, Benedict, I can also see, I believe it's Sydney Sussex applying pressure up on Christ. Tim, can you see Selwyn?
Yes.
Okay, to Beth.
So Selwyn are coming round onto Longreach, about a length ahead of Magdalen. There could be something here. I'll keep an eye on it and let you know. Over to you, Beth.
As you can probably maybe hear from the screen, it's been awarded officially that Robinson had bumped Newnham. Yep, they're very, very happy about that. So Robinson had bumped Newnham down here at the start.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to you from Longreach, right up at the front of the race. As they go into this very, very strong headwind on Longreach, it looks like Selwyn might be caught by Maudlin. There's half a length in it as they go into the final stretch. And just behind Maudlin as well, Girton, about a length behind. It's really exciting here on Longreach. I'm going to keep an eye on that and let you know how that goes. As I say, a long way behind, we have got... the reason I got distracted there is because 50 metres down, it's looking ridiculously close now between Selwyn and Maudlin. There could be a bump. I'm going to keep an eye out for the arm raised in the air at the top of this division. That will obviously depend who ends up being the sandwich boat for the W1 tomorrow. It is all very tight up there. Behind them, we do have, of course, I'd like to say... I can't quite see. There's a very big gap. Much, much further down. Obviously, we had Newnham bumped by Robinson. Here, coming past me now, we have Emmanuel.
So then?
And Emmanuel are closely followed by Christ by about half a length. And then a length behind Christ, we have Sydney Sussex. Now more, probably a length and a half. It looks like Christ might be able to bump up on Emmanuel here. Up at the top of the river, it's still looking ridiculously close to Selwyn, but it looks like they've held off Maudlin. For the time being, as they go around the corner into view of the motorway bridge, the railway bridge, it looks like they may have actually retained their place at the top. I'm going to keep an eye on Emmanuel and Christ. That looks like an imminent bump. But again, like I say, everyone is rowing into the same headwinds here. It's very kind of hard to tell whether they will be able to catch them or not. Further down, Joe, have we seen anything else down near the plough pump?
Yes, thank you, Tim. Coming up to you, we have first and third, followed by Pembroke W2. I believe Corpus Christi bumps their head further downstream. And then we have the sandwich boat, who are Darwin W2. They're doing everything they can to go for an overbump. They're trying to catch up to Pembroke W2, but I don't think it's going to happen. There's at least four lengths in it. Between first and third W2 and Pembroke, there is maybe 2 to 3 lengths in it. Pembroke's really trying to close that gap now. Apart from that, I think that's all we have down here for the plough. Are they approaching you, Tim?
Yeah, okay, so I can confirm now that Christ ended up bumping Emmanuel down Longreach. Christ bumped Emmanuel. Emmanuel, so Emma. I've been shouted at by someone. It's Emma. Down here at the bottom, we have Pembroke hotly chasing first and third, maybe half a length in it. It looks like this could be another bump on the long route. I'm going to keep you updated on that. As I say, it must be this headwind because people look like they're really struggling up Longreach today. Really close there between first and third and Pembroke. Can they hold them off? We will see. I've also got now coming past me Darwin, looking very comfortable, not in any threat at all. Joe, can I throw back to you? Is there anything else going on down your end of the river?
I'm afraid I'm looking at a rather sad-looking cloud hope.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. In that case, I'm going to keep you updated on the Pembroke and first and third situation.
Okay, I've got another bump to add in. Really early bump, right up, even before the motorway bridge. Corpus Christi bump St. Edmunds. We confirm that that's happened. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks. Okay, so I can see off in the distance as I look up Longreach, I can still see Pembroke hot on the tail of first and third. Probably, from what I can see, maybe a quarter of a length in it, but it's been a quarter of a length for almost the whole of Longreach now. Really hard to see what's going to happen there. It looks like they may hold them off. I'll run through the division as I think I have got it. Selwyn and Maudlin were ridiculously close for the whole race. And I saw them go around the corner at the end of Longreach, still about a quarter of a length in it. It could be that they bumped around the corner. We will confirm that later. But as it stands, I'm going to call that they rode over. provisionally. Girton and Fitzwilliam, it looks like they may have rode over too, but it's, again, something we're going to have to confirm a bit later. Lady Margaret, W2, were bumped by Homerton, W1. Emmanuel, W2, were bumped by Christ, W2. Sydney Sussex, it looks like they may have rode over. We'll get back to you on that. Jesus and Lucy Cavendish. Again, not quite sure what happened there. We're going to have to get back to you on that. Newnham, W2, were bumped by Robinson at W1. First and third, and Pembroke still racing. Very close, maybe a quarter of a length in it. St. Edmunds bumped by Corpus Christi, and the sandwich boat rowing over.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.